I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, let's get into it. The Golden State Warriors were down by 25 points. They were hot garbage, is what they were. The Warriors down 25, and then they rose up like the Phoenix from the ashes and beat San Antonio. You know what happened. Game one, Mother's Day. It was going to be the Mother's Day Massacre, but it turned out to be the Mother's Day Rally for Golden State. And the better story is in the losing locker room, and it involves the turning point in the game that had everyone talking. And that involves the San Antonio Spurs, who were shredding the Golden State Warriors right up until the point that Kawhi Leonard took a baseline jumper, a three-point attempt, and Zaza Pachulia came over on defense on that play. He ended up with his feet getting under Leonard, and the ankle was hurt at that point. And so this has everyone talking because there are many that are convinced, they became deranged, that this was the dirtiest play they'd ever seen, a crime against the integrity of basketball, and that action must be taken. And Zaza, he said himself it was a stupid statement to think that he tried to hurt Kawhi Leonard. That was his post-game comment. Some of the provocateurs in the sports media landscape immediately pointing fingers at Pachulia, claiming that that play was, among other things, and here are the big three, shameful, dirty, and intentional. That's the holy trinity. Shameful, dirty, and intentional. So I wanted to talk about this with you. And the question is rather simple. You saw the play. I'm assuming you've seen it by now. You didn't see it live. You've seen the social media clips of it. They're everywhere. You can't avoid it if you're even mildly into sports, you've seen it, right? Even if Blind Scott even let me know from Boston, he's seen it, which is fascinating. And that guy Vision that used to call the show, the blind guy, he also seen it. So where are you on this particular play? Dirty or not dirty? Now, my position, after careful analysis, Zapruder film style, which means I sat on my phone and I looked at it on social media about 17 times. That's my Zapruder film style. This was not a dirty play. In fact, this is a common technique that is used in the NBA. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. And here's why. Number one, from the Warriors' perspective, it was a smart basketball play. You are attempting to stop Kawhi Leonard's shot. The shot clock is winding down. And Zaza, that's what you're supposed to do, contest shots. I know that that's looked down upon. You're seen as a heathen when you attempt to stop someone else's shot, that you're somehow a bad person for doing that. But some of these rubes who are making these comments, I'm convinced they don't ever watch the NBA. They're saying that Petrulia, that he should be thrown out of the NBA. And people like that, they need to get a blanket and a warm glass of milk. I know some Spurs fans, and these aren't just media dopes. These are some people from San Antonio. You've reached out to me, and I'm very happy that you thought of me over the weekend, but you've been triggered here. I know it doesn't take much these days to strike up the mob band, get the torches together, the pitchforks, and go around, "I'm outraged. This is not right." Let me help you out a little bit, because I actually watch the NBA. I even watch regular season games. I put more effort into the regular season than many of the star players who choose to take these games off. I watch, and you know what happens? It happens all the time. Fouls like this, in the play that Kawhi Leonard was involved in, happen on a regular basis in the NBA. This is standard operating procedure. And to get freaked out and to be angry and spitting fire over standard operating procedure, it seems like a waste of energy to me. It seems like you're doing something that is just, it's silly. And if you re-examine the play and you look at the Golden State Warriors side of it, Petrulia, on that particular play, he did not look at, he turned his head. He didn't cross any kind of lines here. He was looking the other direction. Now, I know the argument is, well, yeah, but he's got vision in the back of his head. Really? He's got vision in the back of his head? Good for him. That's a great play then, if he has vision in the back of his head and he knew exactly where Kawhi Leonard was going to come down. And here's the other factor. If Kawhi is this brittle, then he shouldn't be playing. I mean, if the guy came back, he played, and then if he can't make it through a whole game, then just rest him. Sit him down. He's too fatigued. He's too brittle. Don't even play him if you're the Spurs. Now, second point here. If you're Greg Popovich, you know the feeling you should have right now at the play involving Zaza Pachulia? Pride. You should be proud. Now, why should you be proud? Because that particular move is right out of the old school San Antonio Spurs playbook. Death by your own playbook. That's what's happening. And you really can't debate that. There's no other side to it. I mean, you'd be the most gullible boob in the world to take the other side. If you have been following San Antonio basketball for more than like a week, and there might be some, maybe you're one of them, that just jumped on the choo-choo train for the Spurs. But if you've been around a few years, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you're still in the dark. But I would like you to look up the body of work of one Bruce Bowen, who made a career out of the undercut, mastered the art. And right now, thanks to the wonderful archive that we have, what a wonderful time we live in. Everything is archived for posterity's sake. You can go right now on YouTube, and you can see Bruce Bowen in a Spurs uniform taking out, among others, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Steve Francis, Jamal Crawford, and then I got bored and I stopped looking at the videos. But they're all there. They're all there. They're all documented. in a Spurs uniform. And keep in mind, when Bruce Bowen was doing that particular move, the undercut move, you know what they called it? Good defense is what they called it. In fact, that's not just my opinion. Bruce Bowen, who did that on a regular basis, was a five-time NBA all-defensive team member doing that move that Pachulia's being called out, people saying he should not be in the NBA, get rid of him. And Bowen, Bruce Bowen went from a CBA guy, NBA journeyman, bounced from team to team to team, the ultimate vagabond, and then he goes to San Antonio and he's part of multiple championship teams and five-time all-defensive team member. And now it's a national outrage for some. And let's not even mention the elephant in the room here. There was a spur-on-spur contact situation prior to Pachulia's play there with Kawhi Leonard. And if you watch the game closely, you remember Kawhi stepped on David Lee's foot first. It was an awkward play. And now some are debating whether he actually stepped on the foot. It certainly looked like a weird pivot and a twisted ankle. And so we don't know the status of Leonard for game two. But to put the bow on this, the bottom line, it was not a dirty play. It happened in front of the Spurs bench. Did you notice how the Spurs bench reacted? There was no pointing at Zaza saying, "Oh, my God, he's dirty, dirty, dirty." You'd think the knee-jerk reaction would have been, "Oh, my God, it's the worst play I've ever seen." That was not the knee-jerk reaction of the Spurs bench. It was not. Here's Greg Popovich on the Spurs falling apart, kind of like a piece of ice melting rapidly when Kawhi Leonard went away.
I think your team, you know, probably got a little rattled, you know, when
You Kawhi. Think so? Did you notice that?
Well, I'm talking, you know, when Kawhi went down, I mean.
Okay, good observation. You're correct. We got a little rattled. Their defense picked up. You know, we got a little bit in mud. Couldn't get anybody to score. They're fairly talented, and it showed.
How wonderful is it that the media members are so afraid of Greg Popovich that they are stumbling over their questions? Like, they're so intimidated because Greg Popovich is such a jerk and such a schmuck that they're afraid to ask a question because Pop might get upset. Every time, it's the same thing. All right, well, here's Kawhi Leonard. He asked point blank here, was it or was it not a dirty play that you hurt your ankle?
Did he step under it, like a purpose? No. He was contesting a shot. It was a shot clock was coming down, and I'll have to see the play.
Yeah. Well, of course, listen, I will give Kawhi the benefit of the doubt here because he has lied before. Remember, he said he was going to play in Game 6 against the Rockets. He lied. He didn't play in that Game 6, but he downplayed it. He's never the most engaging. We will give him that. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie Garcia is here, and I'm going to be out in front of this. I'm expecting the overreaction machine to get cranked all the way up. This will be like a 10.
Well, it's kind of what we do.
Yeah. No, I understand. But here's my gut.
I'll be honest with you. And first of all, I don't want you to pass out because we don't want dead air like we had last week. But
yeah,
I did watch the game.
Woo!
Yeah. Hold on. I shouldn't have been, I guess, but I was actually shocked to hear this, that people, and not just fans, because fans think of anything. I mean, if they think, especially Spurs fans, but to hear quote-unquote NBA people, former players, saying that this was intentional and dirty.
Oh, it's dirty.
I can't believe this. Seriously.
Well, the big three, Eddie, the Holy Trinity. I highlighted the Holy Trinity there. Shameful, dirty, and intentional. All big buzzwords.
I mean, I'm sure that this has happened before. I'm sure someone has tried to do this before and maybe been successful, but, I mean, Zaza Pachulia? You think that's the guy that's smart enough and good enough to be able to pull something like this off?
Don't get me wrong. That would be smart if he had intended to do it. I don't think he intended to do it.
I don't either.
I mean, that's a great play.
I don't think he's smart enough to do that, to be honest.
I don't know if he's stupid or not, but I don't think that on that particular play, I didn't get the vibe that that was what he was trying to.
I totally agree with
you. But
here,
I'm going to get out in front of this, all right? So who will be the first prominent media dope to say the NBA's got to, like, suspend players immediately if they do the underneath?
I already heard one.
Oh, you already heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Was it that guy?
No, it was Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose said that? Really?
Yeah.
That's not irrational at all. That's not, you know, don't take a deep breath, you know. But this has happened. We live in the era where it is possible that the NBA could get rid of that play. Look at the baseball. A couple years ago, Buster Posey got run over. They got, now you can't even hit the catcher at home plate because
of
Buster Posey.
You're not wrong, which is sad. You're not wrong.
And you like hockey, Eddie. I'm sure they've gotten rid of a bunch of rules in hockey because of freakish incidents like this or of a similar nature.
They give it lip service. They haven't really done it, but they act like they're trying to do something about it.
All right. Well, I'm not giving out the number, Eddie. I want to see how the show goes. I'm not going to do it. I thought about it all week, and I said, why would I give out the number? We had a great show without giving out the number. And the people that call will know, they will be aware of the number.
Well, so, I can, from my vantage point in the Fox Sports Radio newsroom, I can peek over Coop DeLoop's shoulder, and I see that we do have many callers on hold. Yeah. So
people know the number. I've given out the number enough that we've done enough selling of the number. I don't have to
give
out the
number. And you can just Google it.
Just Google it. It's all right there on the interweb. You can find pretty much anything.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Quote, it's the story that everyone's talking about, and so why should we avoid it? San Antonio gagging a 25-point lead in essentially the final 20 minutes of an NBA game. The Golden State Warriors take game one of the Western Finals. They win by a couple of points. And the San Antonio Spurs collapse coinciding with, yes, Kawhi Leonard leaving the game with an ankle injury. And rather than do another rant about how it was not a dirty play, it was a play that has happened in the NBA on a regular basis, happens all the time. We will leave that alone. We won't go down that avenue again. In fact, we're going to make a turn on the interstate, and then we're going to make a U-turn. We're going to go back the other direction and point out things that involve me, because we're going to make it all about me, because it's much more fun to talk about myself and how important I am, right? Yes. Well, while I was at a family function over the weekend watching the game, I was tweeting out as much as I could, and then I occasionally would check my email and whatnot and different social media platforms the show is on, and the consensus seemed to be that I was somehow tied to this because of my Maller monologue after the Spurs 40-point win sans Kawhi Leonard in Game 6 against the Rockets. Gerald, for example, in San Antonio took to the show Facebook page, Ben Maller's show, and said, Kawhi is the real MVP. That collapse proves it. No, it doesn't. The Gagon account from Parts Unknown, which may or may not be Gascon, I don't know. Might be Gascon. We don't know for sure. We'll just call
David Gagon.
The Gagon account. And I guess the Gagon account claims to have won some award from the show for Tweeter of the Year. That will not happen again. It's a one-and-done situation for the Gagon account. But the Gagon account says the Spurs were outscored 58-33 after Kawhi left, which proves that Ben Maller's theory of him being overrated was once again wrong. Now, this is what I want to talk to you about. I am not going to avoid this. What I am going to do is I'm going to double down on my position. And this is just an example of a couple of messages. There were many more that were sent in that I did not use, but these are two that I randomly picked at large. But I'm going to double down on this. It's the Spurs, quote-unquote, system, the culture, right, they always talk about, that is bigger and better than Kawhi Leonard. So I'm not hiding from this, but I'm doubling down on it. And here's why. First of all, San Antonio is not going to win 4 out of 7 against the Warriors, with or without Kawhi Leonard. It certainly looks like Kawhi Leonard's going to miss more games in this series. And that's actually going to work out to be a net positive for the Spurs, because it'll give San Antonio a convenient scapegoat. Rather than just admit they're not as good as Golden State, which they're not, the Spurs aficionados will play the yeah, but game. Yeah, but we would have won if it hadn't been for that dirty play. Blah, 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 blah. And San Antonio, they know what to do here. They suck it up. That's what they need to do. You suck it up and go back out and play. It's not going to matter. They're not going to win this particular series. And secondly, San Antonio just won two games in a playoff series without Kawhi Leonard being a factor at the end. Game five, may I remind you, at home in the Alamo City, the Spurs rallied back. They were down five late. They tied the game. They won the game in overtime, San Antonio, without Kawhi Leonard playing a minute in the late game stages. And then in game six on the road, we know what happened. You saw it and I saw it. San Antonio put Houston in the organ grinder and won the game going away. If you go back and listen, and I know you will, the numbers are great for that podcast, the rebroadcast of the show, which is on iTunes and all the other podcast platforms. But if you go back and listen to that Maller monologue about Kawhi Leonard last week, I know P. Dizzle's going to do it. I know, you know, he's my homie, and some other people are going to do it as well. But if you go back and listen, I never said the Spurs are better off without Kawhi Leonard long term. Never came out of my mouth. In fact, I said the opposite. But I know that since you likely only retain about 20% of the brilliant knowledge that I drop in your head. They say that you pick up about... No, seriously, they say that you pick about 20% of what you listen to. Because I have superior hearing, and I pick up much more than
that. Oh, the hell, Bill Miller.
So instead, I pointed out that the myth of Kawhi Leonard was tarnished by the San Antonio Spurs beating Houston without him being a factor in two games. I'm not backing away from that point. That's an accurate analysis of what happened. Now, Greg Popovich is a genius, right? Popovich is a genius. Now, what's my evidence? The mainstream basketball media that consistently gives him toe massages and slobbers all over. The San Antonio Spurs started feeling sorry for themselves in the game on Sunday when Kawhi Leonard got hurt. Popovich could not stop them from drowning. He's not a very good lifeguard. It was not a good lifeguard on Sunday. And I keep hearing it's the scheme, it's the system that win these games. And I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. Discipline and consistency. And Golden State, like all great offensive teams, and the Warriors have been one of the great offensive teams in this era of the NBA, and you could argue of all time, I don't think you'd be wrong on that. Golden State is a rhythm team. The Spurs, it's pretty simple, disrupt the pace of the Warriors, whether Kawhi Leonard plays or not. Make the game uneven. Make it a choppy game, and you have a much better chance of winning the game. That's kind of obvious here. Goes without saying. Now, the final word on this, the Spurs, if they're going to get back in the series, and again, I don't believe they have a chance of winning, but they're not going to listen to this. They're going to actually attempt to win the games. You take a battering ram to the Warriors in game two. Now, Mike Brown has to be the happiest person in professional basketball. Now, why is Mike Brown, the interim coach of the Warriors, the happiest person in basketball? Because if the Golden State Warriors had lost the game on Sunday by 25 points or more, then Mike Brown would have been a human punching bag. And this would have been, of course, the narrative would have been completely different. The story would have been all about Mike Brown. Oh, my God, Mike Brown's terrible. But all that goes away. Some people, I get a kick out of this. Some people are trying to credit Steve Kerr for his little halftime pep talk that inspired the Warriors to come back. Do I believe that? No, I do not believe that. Golden State, in Game 2 on Tuesday, the Warriors opened a 12-point favorite in Game 2. The reason they're such a big favorite, the expectation is that Kawhi Leonard will not play. His status is unknown right now. The line is now up to 13, so it's already moved up a little bit. It's moved up a tiny, tiny bit in that particular game. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Now, speaking of gambling, we'll bring in Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie Garcia. I might be the only one that feels this way, but I love hearing stories about big wagers on sporting events that I watch. And I wish I could have heard this prior to the game. It would have made it much more enjoyable to watch the game. But I am told, Eddie, that somebody walked into a casino in Vegas before the game on Sunday and put down a money line wager of $262,000 on the Golden State Warriors to win. Now, a money line wager, if you're not a gambling person, means that they just have to win the game. There's no point spread involved. Like, Golden State was a 10-point favorite. So if you bet on the point spread and you bet on the Spurs, you won the bet. Even though they lost the game, they covered by 8 points. They covered the point spread. But somebody bet $262,000 on the money line, and in the second half, we're looking at a 25-point deficit with the Golden State Warriors. Now, how much do you think they were going to win with that money line bet, Eddie? What do you think they would have taken?
How much did they bet again?
$262,000 was risked.
I don't know, $8,000.
No, it's more than that. You're very bad at this.
I am.
You're terrible at this. You sabotage me.
Well, usually I go really big, and then you get mad at that, so.
Yeah. The take on the win, which did turn out to be accurate because they won, $37,000. Would you, if you were in a position to do it, would you risk $262,000 to win $37,000?
Not on that game.
You would
no,
not.
No.
See, I would have bet on Golden State. I would have bet. Now, I would have assumed I would have lost when they were down by 25 points. You don't usually blow a 25-point lead in anything, and certainly not a pretty good team, as we're always told the Spurs are, but. Yeah, somebody bet $262,000 and took home $37,000 and only won because of the late-game heroics, the fourth-quarter rally.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Right. Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
Now, Coop's theory on this, and I think I agree with him, is it's not needed because the same six people call every week. So I don't even give out the number. It doesn't matter what the issue is. It's the same people that call every week and drop the same lines. And there's two ways to look at this. On one hand, you can say this is great. It's reliable. It's consistent. On the other hand, you can say, boy, this is boring, stale, and old, and I want something new. And if you want something new, you're not going to get it here. But who needs our advice this week in the world of sports? Well, we could have gone with the Celtics. We could have gone with the Washington Wizards. Could have gone several different directions in baseball. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Instead, we said, you know who needs our advice? Kawhi Leonard's ankles. So, I'm not talking about Kawhi Leonard, the person. I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard, the ankle. All right? The body part. He's got bad ankles. He's brittle. He keeps getting hurt. So what is your advice to Kawhi's ankles? We're giving advice to Kawhi's ankles, and that is the thing that needs our advice. Here we go. Let's go to it right now. We're live on the air when you hear my voice, and we'll start out with you on line one. Line one, your advice to Kawhi's ankles.
Kawhi's ankles need to take a break, and the Ben Maller Show is the greatest show in the world.
Oh, that's a good man right there. That's LeVar Ball calling in right there. Line two. Hello, line two. You're live on the air. We're giving advice to Kawhi's ankles.
Yeah, 877-996-6369.
That got dumped, sir. Let's go back to line two. Line two, you're live on the air. Line number two.
I don't have any advice, but I will say this. The guy with 11 kids is the real hot nuts.
My man Carl.
Hot nuts!
Line three. How about his wife, man? Line three. Hello, line three.
Took it.
Yeah, that's one of the guys that calls. Line four, we're giving advice to Kawhi's ankles.
John 3:6.
Yeah, you read the Bible more. Your ankles will feel better. Let's go to you, line five. We're giving advice to Kawhi Leonard's ankles.
Yes, he needs to go smoke a jibba and waka waka waka.
Thank you for that. Let's go to line. Let's go back to line two. Line two. I can't go to line one anymore. Should I take line one or should I leave line one on? Line two. Hello, line two.
Hello, Phylexis, and drink more milk.
Very fun.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Weed Man, line one. Weed Man, you're on the air. Your advice to Kawhi's ankles.
Oxycontin.
All right. Line three. Hello, line three. We're giving advice to Kawhi's ankles.
Yeah, what do you think about the Senators, though?
Not much. Line four. Hello, line four. We're giving advice to Kawhi's ankles.
Next season, ask Popovich for more days off.
More days off. More days off. Line five. You're on the air, line five. Advice.
It was a pathetic performance.
To Kawhi's
ankles. My advice would be, can you just give me a Ric Flair woo so I can go to sleep?
Man needs to sleep. Do we have a woo? Can we give the man a woo?
Not right in front of us.
Not
we
right
woo!
In front of
us. Woo!
That was the broke version of the woo.
Woo! Woo!
Just shut up.
Please
just
stop.
Woo!
Line six, you're live. You're live.
Been too long. Pokey, pokey, pokey.
Yeah, pokey, 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 pokey. Let's go to Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario, who I'm guessing is on the random line. Am I right?
You're right, Ben.
Amazing how I get that right every time.
Kawhi Leonard's ankle needs a buckle bomb, buckle bomb, buckle bomb, buckle bomb, buckle bomb, buckle
bomb. Hey, where are the white women at?
Although not the ones that were with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. in Vegas. He might not have nothing left. He'll have nothing left in his wallet. Line two, you're next on Fox Sports Radio's Ben Maller Show. It's the instant advice line for Kawhi's ankles.
Yeah, Ben, I would just have one question for Kawhi. I would look at him and say, yeah, what do you think about the Wizards?
Well, we've not heard from our friend Helmet Man. I know he's very nervous about his Wizards.
Before you go, what you think about the Wizards?
Yeah. Line three. Hello, line three. Advice, please, to Kawhi's ankles. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd love to give Kawhi Leonard's ankles the best advice Ben Maller's ever given on the radio. Jerk yourself away.
Again, sir, it was a technical term used to sell a bed. A Sleep Number bed, and if you go and Google it, well, don't Google it because there's some stuff that will pop up that you probably don't want to look at, but jerk yourself away. It is an accurate clinical term. Jerk yourself away. Line four, you're next. Line four, we're giving advice to Kawhi's ankles.
Hello, the
Stone, John. Oh, it's Donald Duck's cousins is calling the show. Isn't that great? Yeah, direct from Disneyland. Hanging out with that guy cleaning the parking lot at Disneyland. Line five. Hello, line five.
Suck it up and stop being such a Kawhi baby.
Oh, I like that. That's a good line, see? The bit continues. I like that. Line six. You're live on there. We're not giving out the number because the calls have been better without the number being given out. Line six. Hello, line six.
He needs to go see the doctor up in Medford, Oregon.
Yeah, that's my doctor. Doctor.
Come on in, man.
Somebody said on Twitter they're opening an In-N-Out Burger in Medford, Oregon.
I'm a doctor.
Somebody should bring Jeannie some In-N-Out Burger there in Medford. Line two. Hello, line two.
Yes, that was.
You hung up on yourself. Bad job by you.
Uh-oh.
Random line. You're next. Random line. Go.
Hey, Cowboy Joe West, you lousy umpire and worst country singer. I can write better country songs than you can.
Cowboy got into it on Twitter with Cowboy Joe West. He's very upset that the Cowboy moniker has been stolen. Next, he'll be attacking John Wayne. And who else is he going to? I guess John Wayne's dead, so he can't attack him. Line three. Hello, line three.
What you going to do, brother, when the 24-inch python runs wild on you?
Brother.
That wasn't bad, actually. You're listening to the Ben Maller Show on Fox. If you like this, we do it every week at this time. It's called the Insta Advice Line. If you don't like it, you're a little too serious and chill out. We only do it once a week. Just relax, okay? Life's short. Have a good time. Line 5. Hello, Line 5.
John 3:16. Real Holy Trinity.
Yes. Life's
thank
short.
Thank you, Jesus!
And that guy's reading the Bible the entire time. Line 6. Hello, Line 6.
Smoke weed every day.
Okay. Starting to get some repeats here.
I'm so wasted.
Hello, line two.
You should buy season tickets to the Los Angeles Clippers.
Because they're going to win the championship. I finished it for you. Line three. Hello, line three.
All right.
For time reasons, I had to finish that guy's statement. Hello, line three.
All right, here's the deal. Quick advice for Kawhi Leonard. I think pimp, therefore I am.
My advice to you is to pick the phone up. That's my advice to you. Okay. My advice is better than your advice. My advice will make people hear what you actually were saying. See, my advice is better. I'll do one more and only one more. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, I will blame the Coop de Loop, who we learned likes maple bar donuts. We're learning about Coop every day.
Pick line five.
Line five, the final call on the instant advice line. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, I blame the Coop de Loop. Advice line five for Kawhi's ankles.
Mud baths.
All right, Danny, what did he say?
Mud baths?
Mud bath? Mud bath. All right, mud. What?
She. Mud bath.
Mud bath. I'm sorry. The phone's so bad I couldn't understand.
Yeah, right.
No, it's the phone's bad. All right, mud bath. There
sexist.
We go. No, don't play that sex. Mud bath. I couldn't understand. The phone connection was terrible. I blame Danny G. Danny was in
Wrong.
My head saying that's a dude.
Yeah, yeah, right.
All right. Well, thank you. Mud bath. Sounds like a good thing, the mud bath, you know? No? You ever had a mud bath? Had a mud pie. Mud pies are good. You had a mud pie, right?
No!
Back in my big eating days, I had a lot of mud pies. Absolutely. No question about it. All right, so the Ben Maller Show on Fox, we thank all of you for your participation. You all get a little ribbon, get a pat on the back, attaboy, all of that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I must address the Derek Jeter night festivities in the Bronx. The Major League Baseball best, Houston Astros, top team in baseball, in town. The second half of a doubleheader, a gala night for the Pinstripers in the Bronx, a ceremony which was just slightly over the top. Derek Jeter entering Monument Park. If you've been in a coma, you're about the only one that doesn't know about this, but the Monument Park festivities, his number was retired. He was given the full treatment from the New York Yankees marketing department. Now, some of the stories that I was reading said this was heartwarming. Use the word heartwarming to describe Derek Jeter night in the Bronx. I did not look at it that way. So the question here, if you saw the festivities, as I did, as I was perusing around looking for stuff to check out, the question here is, what did you make of the over-the-top event for Derek Jeter in New York? Now, I'm going to go first here, and you can chime in on this via social media, and if you know the number, you can call up. The word I'm going to use, and I've got two words here, two words to describe Derek Jeter night. One of them is nauseating, and the other one is overly sentimental. All right, so you can say that's three words, but over-sentimental is actually a conjoined word. So I count it as one word. So I'm going to go with nauseating and over-sentimental. And here's why. A, it's nauseating because athlete worship is involved here. I mean, clearly, hero worship, athlete worship. These ceremonies, I understand that they're not for me. I get that. I understand that. This is for the Yankee fanboy. If you are a jock sniffer, and there's a lot of them in the media, judging by the media coverage, yeah, Jeets. It's like, come on. It's insanity here. There's a lot of jock sniffers that just go over the top. And here's a news flash for you, and I think this is going to surprise some people. Derek Jeter is not dead. This just in to Fox Sports Radio. Derek Jeter is not dead. I had to check a couple of times because this played out like a living wake for Derek Jeter. You had grown men, women, and children crying. You had eulogies being read, and then the Houston Astros came up, and it was like a funeral procession of runs crossing home plate. I think it was like 9-0 at one point. The Astros were out in front of the Yankees. And I had enough. I was please, stop. Now, part B of this, it is overly sentimental because it's not all that special. The Yankees have been compulsively retiring numbers for years, right? The amount of jerseys that have been retired by the Yankees, it's out of control. They need to see a therapist. There's plenty of therapists in the New York area. They had to hire one, sit down on one of those chairs, and talk to a shrink. If you don't have your number retired by the Bronx Bombers, that makes you more unique than the guys that do have their number retired. There are 21 different Yankees that have their number retired. 21 different numbers, just 22 different players. And there's going to be a couple more numbers that are retired later this summer. It's just too much. Here's Derek Jeter, who knew when you give a speech, you must do one thing in all speeches, and that is suck up to the fans. You got to do that.
And the fans, wow.
Wow.
I want to thank you guys for pushing me, for challenging me, for making me accountable, but more importantly, for embracing me since day one.
Very accountable. Here's more from Derek Jeter going down memory lane as a Yankee.
And you know, you play here in New York for 20 years. You know, I learned that time flies, memories fade, but family is forever. And I'll be eternally grateful to be a part of the Yankee family. So I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you very much.
I'd also like to thank the Steinbrenner family, the Steinbrenners, for sending me a check every year to be part of that Yankee family so I can come back and be part of the speaking tour there for the Yankees. Now I've made my thoughts very clear, and if you listen to the show a lot, you know my position on Derek Jeter. Was Derek Jeter a good player? Absolutely. Is Derek Jeter without equal? No, he's not. He's not without equal. We have pointed this out many times, and every time we point it out, there's a certain number of people that just don't get it. They don't understand. They don't like it because you're giving them truth. And Derek Jeter referred to the fact that memories fade. Well, my memory of Derek Jeter as a player has not faded. It's only been a couple years. And every time we bring this up, I get some blowback on it. But I thought this would be the perfect time to point out again that my opinion has not changed. Some of you are like, oh, I got the messages on social media. Oh, you can't say anything bad about Jeter now. I can't believe you think he's overrated. You can't say that anymore. Look at those highlight plays that they showed. And they showed a bunch of great Derek Jeter plays. He's still overrated. Okay? Care how many highlight plays they show. And as we always couch this, overrated does not mean terrible, does not mean bad. It simply implies you're not as good as people say you are. And there's overwhelming evidence that Derek Jeter is not nearly as good as this particular event would lead you to believe. For 20 years, Derek Jeter played professional baseball. And he led Major League Baseball in only three offensive categories, as we pointed out. And his contemporaries at the shortstop position in that time, the two big ones I remember were Alex Rodriguez and Nomar Garciaparra. And I mentioned that Jeter led baseball in three different statistical categories. Now, Nomar Garciaparra, who played 14 years, led baseball in four different categories during his career. Alex Rodriguez led baseball in 27 different offensive categories. Derek Jeter led in three. But people talk about Derek Jeter. They romanticize about the career of Derek Jeter. And we've been through all of this before. The fact that he played in a hitter's paradise in the Bronx, Jeter. He never hit 25 home runs. He had one season of 40 or more doubles. One season of 100 RBIs. He had two seasons of an OPS over 900, which is not very good. And he came up 12,602 times. He had a lot of base hits. He's fifth all-time in singles. But when did we get excited about a singles hitter? That's what Derek Jeter was, and there's way too much love for the singles hitter. And I mentioned this last time, and Coop got all upset with me, the defensive faux pas of Derek Jeter. And some of you agreed with me, and I appreciate that it's a great travesty that Derek Jeter won five gold gloves. He was a fundamentally unsound shortstop. That is how you would describe Derek Jeter. And another way you could describe Jeter as a defensive player is sloppy. He rarely set his feet when he threw, playing shortstop for the Yankees back in those days. And he made plays while throwing on the run, jumping up in the air, throwing from his knees. Not the fundamental baseball play. You throw off your back foot, good, bad, or ugly. No, usually he did. And he's legendary. If you go back and watch some of the old tapes of Jeter, he was always playing shallow. He was cheating defensively. So the baseball equivalent, when you play shortstop and you play shallow, it's the equivalent of like cherry picking in basketball. And that's what Derek Jeter would do. And so, yeah, he would be able to make plays on slow hit balls that other shortstops wouldn't make because they had a strong arm and they would play back in the hole and they had confidence that they could make the play deep in the hole. Jeter never was able to make those plays. The highlights show that, but he always positioned himself up. But we don't need to go down that road again. Listen, a parting shot, last thing here, is that Derek Jeter was in the right place at the right time. And it's pretty obvious if he had been drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers, you would not know his name. There would not have been a, hey, Jeets night and let's retire his number. Certainly not a deity. And you know, the whole false god thing is just a little too much over the top. A little too much over the top. And what are they going to do to trump this, though? Thinking about that, like this is a jersey retirement. And Jeter's going to end up in the Hall of Fame, right? And then how's that going to go? Is there a piece of his tuchus that hasn't been kissed? I mean, they were licking his nuts the entire time there, the last week. What are they going to do next? All right, so the Ben Maller Show on Fox as we continue on, and we'll bring in Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie Garcia. I also saw, and this is gonna date me, Steve Palermo passed away.
We just talked about him last week, out of the blue.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, Steve Palermo, and we're around the same age. And if you don't know who Steve Palermo was, it's one of our youth, right, our younger days, Eddie, one of the great stories of baseball, that he was an umpire, and there was an incident in Dallas at a parking lot, and he came to the aid, the legend is, of someone that was getting robbed, and he ended up getting shot. And he missed... that was it. He couldn't. You know, they said he was never walking. I guess he walked a little bit with a cane, but he passed away.
Yeah, that obviously ended his career.
Yeah, but he still worked for baseball. He worked like as a consultant, and he had different jobs over the years.
Yeah.
I guess he lived in Kansas City. I was reading
I didn't read the story, but I would assume, maybe I'm wrong, would assume that the shooting played a role in his early passing.
Well, he died of cancer.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I don't think so.
Then perhaps not.
Probably not.
Then I stand corrected.
You stand corrected, yes.
But they said he had a lot of health issues.
Well, yeah. I mean, the bullet missed up his innards, so the reports say. But Steve Palermo, part of baseball. If you're around our age, you remember Palermo and all that. But there's plenty of videos and stuff on YouTube. Now, we're not giving out the number. We are not giving out the number at all. So if you want to call, if you have something to say here, find the number. The reason we're not giving out the numbers, we didn't do it last week at the end of the week, and the calls were great. The show was better. There's a good vibe. Everything was wonderful.
So, I'm sure you're going to get some Jeter reaction, which is, you know,
yeah, maybe.
I'm sure you want that. But I'm not going to argue with you about it. But yeah. There's plenty of athletes out there that are fortunate to be in the right place at the right time. I mean, I don't think you can hold that against him that he was a Yankee.
No, listen, he was in the right place, and he's
Tom Brady was in the right place at the right time.
Well, Tom Brady made plays, though. Jeter didn't make many plays. Jeter's overrated. You'd agree with it. You can't compare Tom Brady and Derek Jeter.
I'm saying that if Tom Brady's drafted by the Cleveland Browns, he's not Tom Brady.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
And there's plenty of other examples of guys just like that. Joe Montana, if he's not in Bill Walsh's system, is he Joe Montana? Probably not.
Yeah. The problem with that, though, is that Tom Brady's won, like, at least, I think he's won two MVP awards or something like that. Jeter, nothing. I mean, Jeter's just been a kind of part. His accomplishment was being around great players. That was his main accomplishment. And the numbers back that up. He had no, I can go through the resume again if you want. No seasons of 25 home runs, 100 RBI seasons. These are the benchmarks of baseball. This is a single sitter. All right, so the Ben Maller Show on Fox to Weed Man Hippie we go in South Beach, who's on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Weed Man Hippie.
Oh, no.
How are you? How are you going to attack Derek Jeter?
Not attacking Derek Jeter. I'm giving
the
other side.
Golden boy. He's the original golden boy, Ben.
He's not my golden boy.
He's the original alien from outer space that comes to Earth like LeBron James to transcend humanity and Earth and show people what human potential is truly all about.
Are you done?
Derek Jeter's a golden boy, Ben. But, Ben,
he's not my golden boy. Again, he's not my golden boy. Go ahead. What else do you have?
No, I understand. Yeah, that's fine. You're not a fan of New York. I'm from New York.
You haven't lived, you haven't lived in New York in how many years?
15 years.
15 years. All right.
Yes.
Your new home.
I'm in Miami and Floyd Money Mayweather. Those girls get arrested every week on the news in Miami for hustling guys. Ben, they do it all the time. Yeah. Money Mayweather was just another mark.
No, Weed Man, it was Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. You mixed your boxers. Yeah, you smoked so much weed, you mixed them up. The story we talked about was Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., who got apparently drugged by strippers, and they took his watch and a check.
It's on the news here every day. It's so funny. Ben,
yes.
Women's tennis. Can women play five sets?
No.
Wow, Weed
Man,
that's a
non sequitur, Weed Man. Like that came out
sexist.
That came out of a different cosmos, a different part of the cosmos. We haven't talked about women's tennis, Weed Man.
It's sexist to say that women are inferior athletes and can't play five sets. It's sexist.
You're asking to be blown up, Weed Man, when you bring
no,
up...
No. I see this shit.
Hey, I've been waiting to have that discussion for a long time, Danny.
Who doesn't want to break down women's tennis? Should they play more?
Can they play five sets? Sure. Yeah. Do we care if they... Do we want to watch them play five sets?
I think the men should play less. How about that?
Everyone play
one
set.
Too much tennis. Let's just play one set. That's it. We'll get out of here. You're good. I'm good. We're all good.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's go to Angry Bill, who's next on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Angry Bill.
What about a 9-year-old girl? Ben, as you remember with your great memory, you're a Clipper and a Dodger fan. That's the reason you can't recognize the simple word that you left out of your monologue about Derek Jeter. It's called a winner. Okay? Winner. You left that totally out.
Angry Bill, you do know that's a team award, Bill, not an individual award. You do realize that. Maybe you don't.
No.
Maybe you think
him.
That's an...
We're talking about him winner.
No,
we're
that's incorrect.
About he's a winner.
No, that's his teammates that are winners. It's a universal thing. It's not one person. Maybe you didn't understand that, but the team accomplishment is not an individual accomplishment. Individual accomplishments are things
tone.
Like envy. Oh, stop. You are such
he
a fool. You are
Yankees.
Such a dope. You buy all that propaganda from the New York media.
Why don't you shut up and listen for a
you
second?
You are such an idiot. You shut up and listen, you moron. It's my
listen
show.
To what? Listen
and
to your stupidity?
I'll hang up on you. How about that, you jackass?
Yeah.
Now you listen.
All right.
All right, Derek Jeter played 20 years, had one season of 40 or more doubles, no seasons of 25 home runs, one season of 100 RBIs. He was an average player. He had a lot of singles is what he did.
That's how
he played a long time
and
a lot of singles.
Your stupidity comes in because you're talking about statistics.
Again, and your stupidity comes in because you think that winning a
He's
World
a
Series.
Winner.
Yes, and there's plenty
Bring
of other
up the
players.
Word winner,
there are plenty of
okay?
other players that happen to be
you don't
with
watch
the Yankees
teams
that
are winners
won.
And have players that are winners.
You're an idiot.
You got Clayton Kershaw who chokes. You don't know a winner.
Well, how does Clayton Kershaw enter into a conversation about Derek Jeter?
Because you don't know what a winner
because
is.
Because
you don't watch winners.
You can't stay focused. You've not challenged any of my points. Other than so, I just
no
like stats because my points are accurate.
That you didn't bring up.
You instead you
winner.
Throw out these red herrings. I never who cares about winning
red
a
herring.
World Series.
Now we got to go back to food again. The reason you don't
red
know her- what
a red herring
is
food
because you walk up to the stands for a hot dog to take your damn sit shoe out
yes,
for a walk.
Exactly.
So you don't know what a winner is.
So by your logic, then David Justice is a winner because he was on one of those Yankee teams that. That Jeter was part of, and Shane Spencer is a winner because he happened
Fix
to be part of.
World.
Todd Green is a winner because he was on a Yankee team that won
okay,
the World Series.
For 1 second.
That's how stupid.
Yankees,
that's how stupid you are.
Yes,
and what a moron you are,
in,
Angry Bill. You don't even understand. You don't understand
Yankees,
logic. John Flaherty was part of a Yankee team that won the World Series. Is he a winner? By your
Raul
Mondesi won a World Series with the Yankees. Does that make him a winner?
Talk about twisting stuff around. How about six?
These are
Answer that
these
question.
Are accurate.
Answer
these
six.
Are accurate statements. Stupid, and you don't understand that. Where's Jeter's MVP, Angry Bill? Where is it? What year did he win the MVP?
Doesn't
give me
matter.
That. It does matter. That's the difference. Winners. It does matter. He happened to be on six teams that won the World Series. You are correct. That's a great. He had good location.
Losers,
he was on.
So you don't recognize
he was on
a
teams that won the
you
World
don't
Series.
Don't recognize a winner.
Oh,
wake
stop.
Up.
All right. And you don't recognize when someone's a single hitter who happens to be part of a team that wins a lot. You don't understand.
Matter.
You can't.
A winner.
It does matter. It does matter. All right. Thank you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Maller Militia. You think you can spot a mistake?
Teams that have won an NBA championship. Lakers, Pistons, Heat, Clippers. Wait a minute! That's not right!
What's wrong with your Clippers?
See if you can spot the one that doesn't belong during Odd Man Out on the Ben Maller Show.
It is the Odd Man Out. Pete in Pittsburgh brings up a good point I didn't realize. The Sirius XM listeners on some of the radios have an advantage because they have the number on the screen. Like if you look at the number, the phone number to call in. So there is a competitive advantage that you get. You're like the Derek Jeter of radio listeners. Like, you know how Jeter had the advantage of playing for the Yankees and having great players around him? Well, if you have a satellite radio, you have an advantage because the number is right there. So, all right, let's get to it. Here we go. The Odd Man Out. And we welcome in our contestant from the Bakersfield area. And we say hello to Simon. Hello, Simon.
Well, how you doing?
Welcome in, Simon. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. Simon says, let's do it. See what I did there? All right, Simon, what do you do for a living?
I'm a security guard.
How's that going for you?
It's boring.
All right, you sound like you love your job. That's great. Okay, here we go. Let's do it. The Odd Man Out. You have to figure out the one that does not belong. Here we go. And, yes, we are playing a game, but I didn't give out the number, so that's a compromise. All right, the Odd Man Out. Here we go. These guys are all part of the 600 home run club.
Oh, no.
Why would you say, oh, no? Why would you go, oh,
not
no?
A baseball guy
you're not
at
a
all.
Baseball guy. All right. You're screwed. All right. Yeah. These guys are all part of the 600 home run club. We're looking for the one that does not belong. A, Babe Ruth. B, Ken Griffey Jr. C, Mark McGwire. Or D, Sammy Sosa. So you have a 1-in-4 chance of getting this right. The one that does not belong.
Let's do Griffey.
All right, Ken Griffey Jr. Is that right? No. It's Mark McGwire. Mark McGwire was who we were looking for. And we'll press on to question number two. Question number two. Here we go. These teams averaged more than 110 points per game during the regular season. A, the Houston Rockets. B, the Boston Celtics. C, the Golden State Warriors. Or D, the Denver Nuggets. We're looking for the one that does not belong, thus the team that did not average more than 110 points during the regular season.
Denver?
You know the Denver Nuggets. Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, that's wrong again.
I knew that was wrong.
It's the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics were the team we were looking for. You're in a hole right now.
Let's pick it back up.
Let me get you some smelling salts right now. We'll wake you up here a little bit. A little caffeine. Yeah. Right, you got to refocus, okay?
Let's get it.
All right, son. We've seen it happen before. We've seen people come back. Question number three. These players were drafted the same year as LeBron James. We're looking for the one that was not drafted the same year as LeBron James. A, Kevin Durant. B, Carmelo Anthony. C, Dwayne Wade. And D, Chris Bosh.
Durant.
All right. Kevin Durant, is he right? There you go. You got it right. You will not be shut out. You're on the board. You can put it on the board. Yeah, Kevin Durant. Good job. He was the number two pick behind Greg Oden.
I remember that one.
Not good. All right. Question number four. Staying alive. For Simon, these NFL stars went undrafted. We're looking for the one that actually was drafted. A, Antonio Gates. B, Kurt Warner. C, James Harrison. And D, Richard Sherman. The one that was actually drafted.
Antonio.
You want to go with Antonio Gates? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. You have just lost the odd man out. Simon says, unfortunately, Antonio Gates played basketball, did not play football in college. It was Richard Sherman who was drafted. So it was Sherman. Well, Simon, I hope your life improves there. Your job improves.
Just a little bit, man.
Hang in there.
I remember the number. I don't need serious.
There you go. Good job by you. See, you got a good memory. You got that going for you. All right. Well, Simon, better luck, man. Thank you, sir.
For sure.
There you go. Simon in the Bakersfield area. Does not know his baseball and
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.